calling her Think Tank. To go so blank, so young, so dumb, so overcome. Was she trying to show how low one can go within that numb and oblivious state of conditioned self-hate, unable to reason one's fate? And how does this all relate to the oblivion of the children of the sun at this late date? So much loss, so much gone, trapped and tricked in a zone that produces a human-like homegrown clone. So much forgotten, so much unknown, so many stages and phases of oblivion that continue to go on and on and on. Mind blown, expressing what you feel, making you feel sued, rude, nude, and tattooed. Funky attitude, spoiled brat, like a rattlesnake, ready to attack. And you smile, wearing that tattoo or self-styled cross, onk, or crest. Deep-seated in this mess, debating in the name of the god or the devil you choose. Yet, heads or tails, you lose. Regardless of the pact or the contract, one must pay the dues to the almighty and all-omnipotent deity that one claims to know intimately. Almighty to what? All-omnipotent to what? Who cares? In the name of love and war, all things are fair, especially when one is oblivious to the true nature of one's most supreme intimacy that existed far beyond the Master Khan, or the blood spill of Attila the Hun, or the Black Sea game that came spreading blood spill. Feel terror and pain on the edge of night, accelerating the spread of white blight. And when the supreme truth is brought to you whole, you become oblivious and declare information overload, becoming a primary player to uphold the oblivion of the death culture stranglehold.
Are you picking up what he's laying down? High Priest Quatamani, teaching us the truth with his conscious hip-hop and amazing rhyme schemes. Let the Madness Cease, preceded by Cry of the Youth for Supreme Truth. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. I'm going to round things out with some music by Astara Teal Summers, who is another self-professed facilitator of wellness and something called conscious mastery. And I think that's all you need to know.
Me. Well, good evening, listeners to Vocal Fry. We have a special treat today. Jaap Blanc, the Dutch sound poet and vocal artist, is here at WFMU and has stopped by to share his music, his sounds, his art with us while touring in the United States for a bit. We'll talk some more about his current activities and recordings that he has and the different groups that he has been performing with in a bit. But I wanted to start off by introducing Jaap and giving him a chance to perform a bit for you.
Thank you, Dan. I'm pleasure to be back here at WFMU 30 years after my first time here. It was 1996. So I'll just start off with a little improvisation and do some vocal fry as a tribute to your show.
Yeah,
That's what we mean when we say vocal fry right there. Wow. Yep, you're improvising.
Yeah, my work actually, well, there were three main inputs to my work. The Dada sound poetry that I started my vocal thing with, and free improv, which I was already doing on saxophone, but discovered that I could do it much better with voice. And then composition, then first writing mostly for instruments in like experimental jazz field, and then also electronic music.
So a little bit of like inspiration from scat, like jazz nonsense
really.
Vocals?
No, not really, no. I wasn't, there are many other sounds, not only vocal sounds that inspired me, but also like machine sounds, animal sounds, or sounds from strange cultures, and so, yeah.
Yeah. And the spark of this was discovering Dada sound poetry?
Yeah, this was when I had quit my mathematics studies in the late 70s and was taking workshops in the creative field, and one was about reciting poetry, where they had offered, they are offering traditional poetry, but also more experimental stuff, and the six sound poems by Hugo Ball. And one of those I memorized and performed at the presentation of that workshop, and this was a big ear opener for me. Yeah. Finding a field, a sort of a no man's land between music on the one hand and poetry, literature on the other hand, where I felt instinctively there was a lot of freedom and no rules, and so still a lot to discover.
Yeah. And did you feel like it was an area that was that you were the only person in, or did you feel like you were part of connected to others? I feel like your art developed a lot in isolation, but I'm not sure if you've
seen. Yeah, sure. I knew there were have been people who wrote that stuff, but not perform it. And it was only later on that I found some people doing sound poetry. One of the first things I experienced was the Four Horsemen from Canada. Mm. I heard them in Amsterdam like in the mid-80s. And David Moss.
Yes.
And yeah, and then gradually I got to know more vocal improvisers and people, some people doing sound poetry. But in the beginning, I was just isolated. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started vocal improvisation actually when I was at some point on my Amsterdam attic room. I was listening to a free jazz record by Archie Shepp. I think it was three for a quarter, one for a dime, where he was duetting with Russell Rudd on trombone, a really wild duet, and I was going along with that. Something like that. And I found myself still doing it when the record had long ended and was spinning in the inner groove. So it felt some kind of good.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I didn't know if it meant anything artistically or musically. But I found musicians. There was a vibrant scene in Amsterdam at the time in the early 80s. Dancers and musicians would get together to improvise in small venues, and I could take part in that and sort of develop this in a very good, welcoming climate, so to say.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love that it's that this connection to sort of free music and free jazz. So you had said that you have a piece that you wanted to perform from those Hugo Ball poems.
Yeah, I have this. I took up performing this one of the six sound poems he presented in the Cabaret Voltaire in 1916 in Zurich, and. Of course, Dada was a protest against the traditional art, but also against the madness of war. In the middle of World War I, artists in exile in Switzerland, and Hugo Ball had the experience of being in the German army as a doctor. So he had the experience of the trenches in Flanders, and he said, "You cannot use the modern European languages anymore to write pure poetry, because there's been all this war propaganda that has been made in them." Like the Germans said, "Ein frischer, fröhlicher Krieg." The English said, "A fresh and joyful war we're going into." And then it became this tragedy with many people killed. So Hugo Ball said, we should create new language to still be able to write pure poetry. So that was his motivation to write his sound poems. And one of them is called in German, Totenklage, which means like a dirge, a lament for the dead, which I think is very relevant again in the world of today. And so I will perform this dirge by Hugo Ball now. Oh, wow.
Hugo Ball's Totenklage from, it was composed in 1916 and performed at the Cabaret Voltaire. Performed here by Jaap Blanc, and you're listening to Vocal Fry on WFMU. Wow. I have to say that Dada poems often come across as much more humorous, right?
Yeah, there are others that are much more humorous, and I like that because when I perform some of them, and it's nice to have this counterbalance between the humorous and the tragic, that makes it easier for people to take in the whole. I think
that piece is incredibly powerful in that performance. I had chills. How has you've been performing that piece, you know, as you said, since that you sort of came upon sound poetry and for many years now, and a number of other pieces. I know you've, you know, performed lots and lots of performances of Ursonata from Kurt Schwitters, and
yeah, I'd like to there's a new recording out of my version of the Kurt Schwitters Ursonata by the Corbett versus Dempsey label in Chicago. Mm-hmm. It came out last year in April, and there are all the recordings I did, and they are all out of print. And John Corbett asked me to make do a CD of the piece, and I thought, well, I'll just make a new recording to avoid any problems with the rights on the previous recordings and so on. So yeah, that's available now.
That's great. My question is sort of about whether how do those pieces change? I mean, you have to make a lot of choices, right, in performing those, and then how does that change over time for you?
Depends on which piece. My performance of Ursonata, well, of course, there are very clear instructions of Schwitters, so the performance is not that much different from the first one I did 40 years ago. But yeah, this last piece I did, the Totenklage, has gotten more intense compared to the first recording I did back in 1993.
I feel like a piece like that must open up itself to you as you become more and more familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how does this affect the approach that you take to composition and improvisation?
Well, I have included some of my some sound poems into my compositions. I actually I have one track I still particularly like is where I used which I will play now. The volcano Krakatau near the Isle of Java that erupted more than 100 years ago. I used the letters of that word as a vocal to this piece called Krakatau, which I with my Splinks ensemble. It's just a 2-minute piece where the vocal is completely set rhythmically with the music. So here's Krakatau. That was Krakatau from the double album Consensus from 1999 with a 13-piece ensemble that I still sort of consider my magnum opus in terms of group composition. This was released on my Contrans label, and there are also two new CDs coming up on the Contrans label. I sent you some tracks, one of each. Maybe we can play one of those.
We can, yes. Do you have them queued up and ready, or?
No, I sent them to you.
Yeah.
MP3s.
I apologize. I don't have them ready at hand at the moment.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Sorry about that.
Well, I can look if I still have them on my computer. I'm not sure.
Well, tell me about these releases.
There's one duo with Birgit Ulher, I still have them, I think. Oh, yeah. Great trumpeter from Hamburg. That's another one with I have them, both of them here. So shall we play the one with the trumpet first?
Yes.
A track of this is called Breezes, and recorded in August last year in Hamburg. I'll play one track of it. I have all these fancy sound poetry titles for my tracks. It is called Ciola Mir. So that will come out in the Improviser series within my Contrans label that I started in 1996. The first one was with Mats Gustafsson and Michael Zorang, and keeping to the great design by graphic artist Mella Hummer.
A lot of wonderful releases in that series, and you have other releases as well on Contrans, right?
Yeah, I did some solo recordings and some group recordings. There's recordings with the trio Brakstahl that existed from 1987 till 2005. There's three of the CDs with them. And
There's so many other people that you performed with. That is not yet on the website, but is coming out.
Yeah, I will receive the CDs if all goes well before the end of this month. And I think we have set March 6th as a release date.
And just to let people know, they can see everything on the Contrans label at Jaap Blanc, which is JAAPBLONK, Contrans.
It's jaapblonk.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very easy to access that way. And do you have one other track that you wanted to play?
Yeah, there's another very nice and funny recording I did when I was in Colombia in April of last year. There's this, this is done with Ricardo Arias, and he is a balloon virtuoso.
Ah.
So he's playing a setup with a very big balloon, about three feet diameter, and some smaller ones. And I'm doing just voice. In the previous track, I was doing electronics, but here I'm just doing voice. And this is simply entitled K.
Woven snare.
Oh. So the title of this album is Lucht, L-U-C-H-T. That's a Dutch word for air, which seems an appropriate title for balloon and voice record.
That sounds like it was a lot of fun to make.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Had you and Ricardo, right?
Ricardo Arias, yeah. He's teaching at Universidad de los Andes in Bogota.
And had the two of you met and performed together before?
No. This was the first time. We are hoping to do a little tour in Mexico in the summer.
Wonderful. Is that a common occurrence for you to meet sort of fellow travelers in the music world and perform together improvising for the first time? And how does that go?
Yeah, it sometimes happens. Yeah. Actually, I meet a lot of people that I improvise with for the first time. It's mostly not, it's sometimes recorded, but mostly not released. Also in this tour, I performed with some people for the first time. There were two older people in Saratoga Springs, Jeffrey Chancer and Bernadette Speech on guitar and piano that I improvised a little bit with. And last night in Newburgh, some people that I didn't know, but it was fun to improvise with.
And you were at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston this past week, right?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Yeah, interesting. I worked with two ensembles, and they presented some of their pieces to me. And I did a talk about sound poetry and my own phonetic research, and so yeah, it's always they ask me back every time, and it's rewarding to be there.
That is wonderful. You have a chance to play with Jaja Wida.
This is Jaja Wida, the quartet we started in 2019 It's with Jeb Bishop on trombone and analog electronics, and Damon Smith on double bass, and Weasel Walter on drums and percussion. And we did two little tours in the U.S. in 2019, but then, of course, the pandemic came and we couldn't play. And we were actually scheduled to play in Europe in 2020, but that didn't happen. And now, last November, we did the European tour for the first time. And I realize this is going to be aired on the 17th, so we played on the 12th, 13th, and 14th in Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia. And we're hoping to release a new recording. We had a CD and a cassette, but both are out of print already.
There are the two prior recordings, though, right? Are those on Contrans?
You can still download it from... No, not on Contrans. They are on... Balance Point Acoustics, that's Damon Smith's label.
Right.
But you can also find them on my Bandcamp and download them.
It must be really nice to have a chance to reunite with some of your regular collaborators.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. Yeah.
How did the pandemic and the quarantine affect you as a touring musician and performer?
Yeah, well, I think less than most of the improvising musicians, because I had time to concentrate on creating new work, also a lot of visual work. Especially the last 10 years, I have done a lot of drawing and combining digital images with hand drawn things in both directions, actually, that I sometimes make designs on the computer and print them and add a hand drawing to them, or I make things by hand and transform them digitally with programs that I write for that. So I had a lot of time for that, and so it was, of course, not so nice, but less dramatic for me than for many musicians who just improvise, who only improvise, you know.
Yeah. I think it was a very hard time for a lot of people, and I'm sure that wasn't easy, but it sounds like you had a place to sort of go with your work that didn't you know, didn't require you to be on the road or anything like that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. 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 I did some Zoom concerts and improvisations and some solo things, but of course that's not the real thing.
Yeah. So a couple of different groups that you've mentioned, right? Jejawida. Sort of a standing group.
Yeah.
When you're all able to perform together. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then this group Brockstall.
No, that's
Not active anymore.
No, that disbanded more than 20 years ago.
More than 20 years ago.
I have a band that I'm starting up again now. It's called Blonks Blinks. And we're I had a band called that I started in my when I turned 65, and I called it Jaap Blonks Retirement Overdue. And we made a double CD called New Start. And then I got sort of tired of that name, and I stopped the band for a while, for 2-3 years. But I'm starting it up again with some new people added at the name Blonks Blinks. And we are rehearsing for the first time on February 23rd and see how that goes.
Is that a large group?
It will be a quintet. So myself on voice and laptop, and then alto saxophone, guitar, bass, and drums. A quintet.
And you've worked a lot with Damon Smith over the years in a bunch of different configurations, right?
Yeah, we also did a recording and toured the Hugo Ball poems, improvising on them and performing them as a duo with voice and double bass.
I like that you retired the name Jaap Blonks Retirement Overdue.
Yeah, well, it worked for a time, but now I'm past that. Yeah. Yeah. Can I insert a little piece now?
Please.
I think it's safe to perform it, because when this will be aired, I will be out of the country already and not in danger anymore. What the president will say and do. 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 What the president will say and d- what the president will say d- what the president will s- 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 d- what the president will How much time do we still have, Dan?
That was wonderful, by the way. We can go for another 10 minutes easily.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I love that piece, by the way. I found a performance that you did of that online recently. It's interesting how that... Dada as a political statement is.
Yeah, and Dada and concrete poetry, as you see it on a page. Yeah.
And perhaps now more than ever.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see. I have these invented language called Onderlands, or language of the Underlands, which is uses the sound of the Dutch language but has no meaning. So I present it as a good way for people who don't know Dutch to enjoy the sounds of the Dutch language without having to worry that they miss anything in the way of meaning, because there is no meaning. So here's a few poems in Onderlands. Thank you. Hawaii de nomeus om een intact verlegen vuilige zeemu. Ook jene maar de creme, daar je toch luikse. Niet drenen kan gezien me baf aan dochter Rikle Vuisma. Olk. Dag, taradufaie. Looi jene maar tak te vinden creme. Hoe ze looit uit muze van doofuik. Te muu te muinen baf muze de kreedochter. Zo, de tweede gaat vuisten ook afwaaien. Kree, toch te rikkelen jene maar aan doch. Zazameuze, dachter dat je olk. De meu van den die gezin me nou niet drenen. Al dat is u ook meu de kree, tal o tak te bab doch te dachter dat u vaaien. Te rikkelen vuist maar. Olk. Te kretten, te vaffen, te koekelen, dat is nog een meter in zo'n groente. Ze legt er maar geen hoender als, terwijl ik al de dumlo bevrunte. Te koekelen, dat is te kretten, te vaffen, dumlo bevrunte, terwijl ik het u een hoender als, ze legt er maar geen zo'n groente, nog een meter. Terwijl ik het u een hoender als, nog een meter, te koekelen, dat is te groente bevrunte. Te kretten, te unter in zo'n, ze legt er een dumlo, te vaffen, ga maken. Te kretten, te koekelen, dat is, ze legt er een hoender als, ga maken, te vaffen. Terwijl ik het u rezo, nog een meter, dumlo bevrunte. Ze groente, hunderast, koekeladast, hunderast, koekeladast, hunderast, koekeladast. Irf zomaar door buun, maar buun door. Goef hape zifke loon, buun hape. Zif, zo ma be dor buun irf, kerstoon zo ma. Goef hape goef. Kee dwor ma zo zifke buun, buun irf hape dwor stoon. Ke goef be zif hape zo ma. Loem. Zoma goefke buun, dwor hape, dwor ma. Zif, zoke ma goef ma irf, beloemke beloemke loon. Buun hape, buun dwor, zo zif zoma irf, ke goef be koefke ma zo. Zif, zoke ma goef ma irf, beloemke beloemke loon. Buun hape, buun dwor. Heu, lavio, malani hame, glachte zou, zou. Hame ni lo, zou malan wie glach, wo ze da biel. Zou wozen niet hammer, glach mal aan lavibiel. Hello, Daniel. So that last one was the Underlands drinking song called Glach. Maybe we still have time to do my solo for cheek synthesizer.
Yes.
Then I'll move to a stereo setup with two microphones because I use stereo voice sound on that. And I usually present it as a piece for the second instrument every human being has, but that nobody plays anymore when they're grown-ups, which is a pity, but because it's a nice instrument that can be played in stereo. Solo for cheek synthesizer.
And you're listening to Vocal Fry. My guest is Jaap Blanc, Dutch sound poet. Wow. Yeah, everybody is born with a cheek synthesizer, aren't they? And I think that most of us forget that we have instruments like that as we grow up. But I think, like a lot of your music, Yop, that really brings back a sort of feeling of joy and sort of play that reminds me of being a little kid.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else you want to talk about, or?
Well, I think we need to wrap up. Unfortunately, an hour is not really enough time, but, well, I'm sure for you, thank you for being here with us and sharing your performances, and spending the time here at FMU. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. And, thanks for having me.
Would love to hear about any sort of events and other things that you have coming up on the horizon, how people can keep up with what you're up to.
Yeah. And no doubt, of course, the new CDs will be sent to WFMU. And if any upcoming tours, I will let you know. Sure.
Great. Are you performing when you get back home to Netherlands?
No, I have sort of a quiet time coming up. I have just a few performances. I sometimes work with the band The X. You know them?
Yes, of course.
I'll open. They happen to play in my hometown in Arnhem in a few weeks, and I'll open for them. And then there's another with Birgit Ulher in Germany. But a rather quiet time. It's actually okay. I have a lot of ideas to work on new stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, we always look forward to all of the things that you create, and in all of their different facets and different combinations. And thank you so much for coming by WFMU again. You've been here, I guess this is your, fourth or fifth visit?
I think it's rather, yeah, something like the fifth, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, it was fun to do. So thanks also to you. Fums bovetetseu pagif qui e o. Dlrbeba, dlrbeba fimsba, rbeba fimsba ba.
Bi befims bavate, befims bavatece, fims bavatece u. Fims bavatece u, pagif, kvi e. Dedesen, rrrr, i e, pif tilf to til. Ye ka. Rinskete baby in skermu, si u entity or in skermu, rakete baby. Rumpf tilf to. Ziu en ze tiu en skermu. Ziu en ze tiu in skermu. Rakete bb. Rakete bc. Fims bevat het zeu. Oot ctwb fims. Rumpf. rumpf t rum rumpf t rum rumpf tilf rum rumpf tilf to rum rumpf tilf to ziu rum rumpf tilf to ziu enze rum rumpf tilf to ziu enze ziu rum rumpf tilf to ziu enze ziu enze karbi rum rumpf tilf to ziu enze ziu enze karmu ziu enze ziu enze karmu.
Well, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight to Vocal Fry. And many thanks again to Jaap Blanc for being here with us and performing here at WFMU for his fifth time. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and we're online at WFMU.org. Stick around, Kendra Plex is here.
The dozen EA and 50 lift till you call. Rinsk the baby in skirmu, you want the orin skirmu, you racket the baby. Rumpf till lift Rumpf. 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 Rumpf tilf to? Rum! Rumpf tilf to, ziu! Rum! Rumpf tilf to, ziu, enze! Rum! Rumpf tilf to, ziu, enze, di uns kermü! Rum! Rumpf tilf to, ziu, enze, di uns kermü, ziu, enze, di urins kermü!
What is the magic that makes things alive?